Mr. Ashley, Reel 7.
On the question of naval customs and traditions, I think one that you have some memories of are the regattas that were put on while you were on Impregnable. Tell me what you can remember about the regattas.
Well, I remember that we used to have a port and starboard watch, and we used to have these pulling races and sailing races between the two watches as boys. And that happened at weekends after we'd done our... during the week we were on duty, you know, and doing... being prepared for these during our training. And then at the end, about once a month, we had these regattas.
How seriously were they taken?
Well, they're very seriously, I mean... Especially if you didn't like one or two people, I mean, you took the ground. Well, it was take the rise out of him and get through with this.
Can you tell me any more about these regattas? I mean, would you sort of go into strict training?
Or? Oh, yes, we were in strict training all the time as boys. I mean, we weren't allowed to relax from training. Mm. It was the result of that training that the regattas was actually run upon. Mm.
Would any particular officers be responsible for bringing you up to a sort of pitch of training?
Well, no, you had your training officers, and they were responsible for, I mean, you had your... If the starboard watch went out in the morning and the port watch went out the next morning, they were told to do their best and beat us, and we were told to do our best and beat them, you see.
Can you remember any particular regattas?
No, I can't, because they were frequently up to the date we left the Impregnable, and...
None that stand out?
No, none.
Right. Were there, apart from regattas and sporting competitions, were there, in the experience of all the ships you served on, any other forms of sort of intership rivalry?
Well, boxing. There used to be a lot of boxing between ships. The same as in the training ship. Everybody had to do their boxing training and do what they could.
Hmm. You were telling me that when you're on Queen Elizabeth, the ratings from other ships referred to as the picture post ship?
Yeah, picture postcard ship.
Now, why was that?
Well, I think the fact that she was always in the limelight, having been in the Dardanelles, but she was the one that came home from the Dardanelles full of pomp and glory, you know. And every time he went ashore and had a captain and relationship with Queen Elizabeth, the others say, they just say, oh, it's good, the picture postcard ship.
Now, to what extent would ratings on the Queen Elizabeth sort of take those kind of comments seriously and react to them?
Well, they didn't take it seriously. They just said, well, that's all right. We've been abroad and you haven't. We've been fighting and you haven't been doing anything.
I see. So it never led to blows?
Eh?
Never led to blows?
Oh, no, no. No, blows in the Navy over those sort of things was very few and far between.
Mm-hmm. Now, your port division was Portsmouth, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about life in Portsmouth. But first of all, what proportion of your time when you were in Portsmouth was spent aboard ship as opposed to in shore barracks?
Well, I was never in shore barracks, actually, only the times I went to pass my examinations. The rest of the time was spent on the ships Iron Duke or Queen Elizabeth or in the submarine depot ship HMS Dolphin.
I see.
So HMS Victory was the Portsmouth depot ship at that time. And I never spent any time there at all, actually.
Let's talk about Portsmouth as a town. And what I'm interested in is what life was like in Portsmouth for ratings.
Well, I mean, in the submarine service, as most of my time was spent in Portsmouth, the Admiral, from the submarine service, we had a very good time, really. We in the sea boats, we went to sea for 2 days, then we had 48 hours off. In the D boats, we went to sea for 14.
Could you explain to me what was like life was like in Portsmouth as a naval town?
Well, as a naval town, you had your four theatres there. The choice of four theatres. And of course you had your choice of prostitutes as well. There's plenty of those around in those days.
Would you go to them or would they come
to
you?
They come to you.
What
a prostitutes parade.
Tell me about that, where it was and what
happened.
Well,
it was outside the city hall, the town hall as it was then. And they used to call that prostitute, and all these women would be there, and they should be coming out the pubs after closing time. They'd come up to you and say, well, you're coming home with me for the night. And funnily enough, if you had a submarine cap badge on, they would charge you more because they knew you got more money in the submarine service than the ordinary sailor did.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, that was the funny part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you had plenty of that. And then again, coming off weekend leave.
Now, going back to the prostitutes now, how much of a hazard were they? I'm thinking of both the financial hazard and also a health hazard.
Well, the health hazard, they were terrible. And financial hazard, actually. I mean, because the sailors normally didn't get a lot of money in those days. I don't know what they charged because I went with them, but...
Did you ever hear what the going rate was?
I think it was somewhere about £1 a night, I think, as far as I can gather.
My goodness, that was a...
Yeah. Mm.
And you had a charge.
Yeah.
And what about the health hazards?
Well, the health hazard was a question of getting venereal disease, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Was that... You know, would that be a black mark to your character if you turned up to see the MO and had to report that you'd got a dose?
Oh, yes, because you had lectures on this as boys to avoid this type of people in any part of the world you were serving in, to always avoid the prostitution.
And what would happen then if you were so discovered? I mean, would there be an official reaction?
Well, no, all they do, they send you to the sick bay and then you'd be sent to the Hazlitt Hospital for the venereal disease hospital to try and cure you.
Did you ever hear...
They couldn't give you any punishment because you're doing the things in your own time, not the Navy's time.
Did you ever hear about how VD and other sexual diseases were treated at Hazlitt?
Well, no, when I was in Hazlitt with appendicitis, I went round and saw the VD ward, and I've never seen such terrible things in all my life.
Tell me what you saw.
Well, people with scars on their faces and scars all over them from the syphilis disease, I think it was in those days. And they say the syphilis, you can't be cured. It produces blindness, deafness, and sometimes death.
And what about treatment? Did you get any impressions about how they were treated?
Well, no, you got treatment for the ordinary venereal disease, but not for syphilis. Syphilis, they tried, but as far as I can remember, they had no cure for syphilis, but they did for venereal disease.
What was the treatment for VD?
Well, I don't know.
No, just wondered, as you were in Hassler, you might have sort of heard people
talking. I think it's the same thing as goes on today anyway, because, well, actually, my present doctor, he's the VD specialist at London Hospital, so I should imagine it's the same thing as went on in those days.
Okay, that's good. Now, apart from the ladies of pleasure who were some hazard to two naval ratings... What other kind of activities get up to while you?
Well,
were
I used to go for a drink, and then I used to go. I was a great theatre man. I used to go. Actually, I went and saw the first night of Chu Chin Chow in Theatre Royal Portsmouth, produced in London, with Oscar Ashe. I can remember that quite well.
Were there particular pubs that you would go to?
Oh yes, yes.
Tell me which ones and what they were like.
Well, you'd say to. We'll see you in the so-and-so pub tomorrow night. And we went there with the idea of playing Shove Hate Me and playing Shove Hate Me for our beer. You used to pal up with a couple of blokes to get good Shove Hate Me players, then you go around the pubs in Portsmouth playing for your beer, Shove Hate Me, you see.
And which were your favourite pubs in Portsmouth?
Well, one was the Pelican.
What was that like? Describe it for me. What sort of facilities
well,
it had?
Well, it was very good, but... Then again, you had one side sitting all these prostitutes. You had prostitutes in every pub in Portsmouth. You had to be firm with them.
Did you know?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realise they'd also be in the pubs.
Oh, yeah, they're always in the pubs. Because when a sailor's had a few drinks, that's the time they say, well, you come home with me, I'll look after you.
Mm.
That sort of thing.
Where was the Pelican?
Pelican was in Commercial Road.
And what was it like? If you were telling me whether it was a good pub or a bad pub, how would you describe it?
Well, I say it was a bad pub. I would say that all pubs within the vicinity of the Dockyard were bad pubs in Portsmouth.
Why?
Because you couldn't take a respectable girl in there.
Go on.
Because I had the experience one night. It was in the Pelican, actually.
What happened?
And I took this girl in for a drink. And when I went up to... get a drink at the bar. She sat under my seat, and when I came back, this girl said to this other woman, excuse me, that's my friend's seat, and she let off a terrible language, and in the end she threw a glass at me. Well, I had a go at her, and I was picked up by the patrol. But I got away with it. I didn't get any. And that went on in practically every pub in Portsmouth.
What was the Pelican like inside? Could you describe it?
Well, it was all, I had the ordinary saloon bar and public bar, the same as the normal pubs today. But as I say, you had all these women sitting down there waiting to pounce on the sailor once he's got a few drinks, and especially if he's on the ship and just come home from abroad with plenty of money. They were the people they were after.
Now, apart from the Pelican, were there any other favourite pubs, favourite haunts of yours in Portsmouth?
Well, yes, there was the Lamb.
Tell me about the Lamb. Where
well,
was that?
That's a similar one to the... that was in off Commercial Road. And there was one, I just can't get the name, it's been closed down now. But the worst pub in Portsmouth, and was up to 2 years ago, was the Albany.
Why was that?
Because every top of humanity got in there. Nancy boys and girls and prostitutes. And the Albany was always used by foreign seamen visiting the port. Well, I wouldn't go in there myself.
It's the Albany.
That's a big pub in Commercial Road.
Tell me, what would a night at the Albany consist of? You know, a typical night.
Well,
you'd arrive at what sort of time?
Well, you'd go in there about 7, and you'd be there till about 10, and that meantime you'd be arguing the point with women and possibly a few men as well as to the merits and of these women that are trying to take it out of you, because these women never buy drinks themselves. They come up and ask you for a drink.
And what was the most common tipple for the ratings?
Well, I mean, if he had any sense, he'd walk out. But if he tried to walk out, possibly some burly bloke would get hold of him and say, oh, no, you're not going, you're coming home with her. You've been treating her all night and leading her up the garden. You've got to go home with her. There's a lot of that done in Portsmouth.
They were sort of in cahoots with the girls. Yeah. Did most of the ratings drink beer?
Oh, yes.
What was sort of incidence of drunkenness in the pubs and in Portsmouth generally? Could you give me any impression of what it was like?
Well, they were... I wouldn't like to say they're drunk. They're very merry. But, of course, some were pretty drunk, because I used to bail a bloke out 2 or 3 times a month when I was in Portsmouth with him. He was a stoker on our ship, actually.
Yeah. They say that a sailor and his money are soon parted ashore. Did you find that to be so?
Oh, yes. Oh, they're very free-hearted when they're ashore. I mean, you take the Coliseum, which was a third-rate music hall. I know sailors there would, and half-time would go in the bar, and all the chorus girls would come down. They treat them all to drinks, just for the sake of saying, "Well, you know, I bought so and so a drink."
Yeah.
What went on after that? I mean, no one knew, because.
Drinking women were the main...
Oh, yes, that was the main... That was the downfall of every sailor, anyway.
Yeah. Anything else that you'd be inclined to spend your money on?
I was a big theatre man, always have been, so that's where most of my money went.
What about eating out? Would you do that much of that?
Well, yes, because we used to have... I used to stay at a place called Warren's Restaurant and have a bed there, and I used to always have a meal there every night when I got ashore. But our favourite... drink in the morning, we used to have a beer board by 7 o'clock, was going down Queen Street and going into a cafe and having a what we called a raw egg and milk. What the devil, what they called it. That was practically every sailor had that before going aboard in the morning, a raw egg and milk.
Why?
Well, to get over the night before drinking. The night after, sort of in the morning after the night before, you know.
Do you think it worked?
Oh, yes. It was quite a good... set you up, and when you got aboard, you got your breakfast.
The cure sounds worse than the complaint. Were there any other... apart from the pubs, we've talked about the theatres, we've talked about, and the place where the ladies paraded, were there any other main meeting places for sailors ashore in Portsmouth?
Well, the only thing was where you got it was South Sea Common, which at that day was a large open space on the front. And every time a sailor picked up a girl, they took them down there if they couldn't go home with them, because that was the place where you could get away with anything.
From Lover's Lane?
Yeah. And apart from that, I mean, on Sundays, you could get a tram out to and get a strawberry tea when the strawberries were in season. I forget the name of the place where we used to go, but a lot of sailors did that on Sunday afternoons.
Did you go to Aggie Weston's in Portsmouth?
Well, yes, I've used Aggie Weston's quite a bit, but Aggie Weston's was very... If you had a few drinks, you couldn't get into Aggie Weston's, whether you book your bed or not, because a bloke about 6 foot tall would stop you from going in.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you feel about that?
Well, I never stayed at Aggie Weston often. I used to stay at this other place.
Yeah.